You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Going to continue to talk spring high school sports. I mean, it pops up on you in a hurry, and really, we only have about 8-9 weeks to get through the spring sports season. Mother Nature is not really cooperating, and we always talk about the difficulties of baseball and softball, right? It seems like some of these sports, soccer, track and field, they could muster through some of the problems that Mother Nature can present. The Kerbin High School track and field team, they have a lot of expectations, and they're scheduled to open up the season this weekend with the Farm Bureau Invitational at Kerbin High School. Always a great way to start off the season. We're going to talk about that right now. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Jimmy Jukes. Coach, great to get another season off and rolling with you as we talk track and field, even though it's probably been difficult for you guys to get outside.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Jordan. It has been difficult. Every coach at Kerbin High has ran into the same thing. Mother Nature doesn't want us to have events or sports, and so we've all been making the battle. But luckily for us at Kerbin, I think we've been fortunate. We've had Jared Hansen up there at the high school that's really made a very big effort to get snow moved for us and help us out. And so I got to give him a shout out. Without him, I don't think we'd even be having a meet this weekend.
And you guys typically can muster through the cold weather. I always laugh at some of these sports that will cancel events because of the weather. I've seen kids out there really in full-blown sweats and jackets trying to compete. I mean, you guys don't have much choice, right? A lot of the time you have to muster through.
Yeah, we have to, especially this year. I mean, we've got about 102 kids on the team, and so we're just too big to be inside. And so we were outside in the snow the other day. Snow was falling. The kids had snow in their eyebrows running around. But we were outside, working hard. And this group of kids, I mean, they didn't let the elements bother them. They worked really hard the other day. We just kind of tell them to dress warm. And really, you run into the weather. They don't cancel track for snow, rain, really anything. So you just kind of have to deal with it. And the kids got to get used to it.
How much can the weather elements early on, Coach, prepare you for state? And when I ask that, I'm talking more from the difficulty of a training standpoint. I mean, if you can muster through snow, rain, cold temperatures, you're probably going to be just fine when it's warm outside.
Yeah, well, I liken it to, I don't know if you've ever seen Rocky IV, when he's in Russia and he's training in the snow.
Of course, yeah.
Kind of what I told the kids the other day. I'm like, it's just going to make you that much stronger, that much better. To work through the elements, because when other kids are thinking, oh, this is hard, you're like, hey, you know what, I can do this. Like, this is easy. And so it really helps their mindset that they can do impossible things. When it's raining and it's cold, we always talk to them about you can do the impossible. The weather's just an element, and if you don't let it bother you, it won't bother you.
Coach, you mentioned you have 102 kids. I mean, great numbers, and that's something that's no longer a surprise when we talk about the Kerbin track and field team. I mean, the numbers have been great over the last few years. Still, with 102 kids, you do have standouts. You have a lot of kids returning this year that were great last season, underclassmen, all the way from your freshman up to your senior class. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of kids that you have high expectations for going into this year.
Oh, yeah, we do for sure. I think it starts off with Haley Garish. Haley Garish broke our school record in the discus last year, was the runner-up in the discus, got beat on the last throw at state last year. She's come in with a vengeance. She's ready to go after. She wants that state title to go along with that school record. She's looking really good in the discus and shot put. And on that girls' side, you have a slew of girls that can really help us out. You got Beverly Lancaster coming back, who's went through some difficult stuff with some health things, but she's starting to look really good. We got Sophie Taylor back from being injured. We got Lindsay Fawcett, Ambry Jones, that distance group that won the cross country state championship. We have them out, and it's going to look really good. And then you add the freshman Roz Stowe in there, and it's just that's a really good core on that girls' side. But then, in track, it's not only about the distance. You got to have the sprints. It's on the girls' side. You also have Amaya Timothy, who's healthy right now, that's running really well. Kinley Lewis, that's hurdling really well and jumping well. Kennedy Gunter and Jordan Shorts are right there in the jumps and in the hurdles. And so we've got a really good core of girls coming back. It's just now all this young talent that's come in that we could see a lot of good things come from that we're really excited about. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure who's going to be big this week and who's not. So,
Coach, with that being said, I know you lost a couple of key contributors on the boys' side of the track. How does that team look? How are you shaping out this year?
Yeah, the boys' team's looking really good. I mean, yeah, we did. We lost, you know, state champ in Robinson in the Jav, and that does hurt because our Jav one, we're kind of retooling a little bit there, and we'll get some guys to step up. But we have, you know, Traxton is coming back in the high jump, you know, freshman state high jump champion last year, and he jumped an indoor meet this year, went 6-2 this year already indoor, and he's looking really, really good. We're really curious to see what he does in the long jump this year because he's doing some good things in practice. You've got, Mason Vasquez in the long jump and in the sprints. Is there Riley Palmer, another freshman star, made it to state in the hurdles. He's worked hard all off season, and it shows. He's a little banged up right now, but he's looking really good. Bradley Wood is the anchor of that throws group. You know, you get Bradley in there, one of the top shot discus throwers coming back, and just willing to do whatever. And he, you can tell that kid has spent a lot of time in the weight room. And I'll tell you what, he's gonna surprise some people, and I'm looking for him to have a big senior year this year and seeing what he can pull out. And it's, you know, on that distance side, again, our distances were, like, of course, you got Braxton Ware, you've got Garrett Black, you got Sean Stromness, you got a bunch of those guys on that distance side that are really good. And then we even take some of those distance kids like Bradley Sweeney, who's a distance runner, and we move him over to the 300 hurdles. And so we've got a lot of options on that boys' side, but we're really young. I would say probably 70% of our team, both boys and girls this year, are freshmen, sophomores.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jim Jukes of the Kerbin High School track and field team. Coach, with all that being said, you guys do have a number of home meets on the schedule this year, which is great. I mean, there are some years you have one opportunity, right, to get out and watch these kids perform on the home track. Not the case this year, and it starts this weekend with the Farm Bureau Invitational, something that's become a tradition for the Kerbin track and field squad. And then after that, a few more opportunities.
Yeah, we've loaded up because we've had some other facilities in the state that aren't hosting this year for various reasons. And so we got our Farm Bureau invite this weekend, which is a big meet with about 15 schools. Then we have our Kerbin High invite the following week here at Kerbin again, and it will be 15 schools. Some will be the same schools, but there'll be different schools. Tooele will come in. I think Stansbury may be coming in next week. And so we kind of get a little bit different look at a couple other teams. Uinta, I don't think, is coming to that one. So we kind of shift up the teams that are coming to that second meet. And then towards the end of the year, on the Friday night, April 21st, we've got our Eastern Utah Championship, which is there's a lot on the line there. We'll get into that later in the year, but we don't have that trophy right now, and my girls are mad about it. And so I think they want that one back.
Coach, with that being said, who's some of the competition that you're really looking forward to seeing, I guess, in the first, like, month? Right, because I know that it's such a numbers game now when we talk track and field. And even though we haven't seen a lot of competition so far this year, I mean, you guys know who's going to be heavy competition on both the boys and girls side.
Yeah, our girls have a big red X on their back. Everybody's coming for us because we did so well last year. And then our cross country team winning a state title definitely puts a big mark on our girls side as well. And we are. We're a team to kind of look at. This weekend will be a real tell sign because we'll have, you know, Union's another big hitter. They'll be in here. Juab will be here. They're another one that's right there. Delta, the defending 3A state title champions, are there. You know, Union was the runner-up. And so we're going to see a lot of that competition this weekend and see where we're at. You know, Emory, you can't sleep on Emory. Emory's got some talent. They've got some young athletes coming in that can do a lot of damage. And so they're going to be right there. Our boys' side, we kind of play the opposite. We are kind of that sleeper role where people know we're good in areas, but we're not expected to be that dominating factor. And I think this guys' team that I have this year is really going to sneak up and bite some people. And I think that they're going to develop fast. I'll tell you what, this freshman sophomore class in this group is working super hard. I've been super impressed with what they did in practice the other day. You know, you got a couple potential state champs on that team right now, and that's all it takes for some of those kids to step up and pull the rest of them with you, and you just never know what can happen.
Weather permitting, of course, Coach, when I just take a look at the schedule, I mean, to give people the idea, the region championship, it's less than 2 months away right now, but you guys do have a heavy schedule as long as the weather cooperates. Not a lot of time for recovery and practice, and that's a fair assessment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, right now, the interesting thing is we usually don't get the 2 weeks that we've gotten to get ready for the first meet of the year, and because we usually jump right into it then. But we are, I think we're a little bit more prepared for this weekend as far as the kids training-wise. But, yeah, I mean, you have to jump in, and then you have the weeks off, and then you get that spring break week in there. They just, in a training regiment for kids, it's like if you have a bye week in a really bad part of the season, that's what spring break is. It's a bye week in a really worst part of the season you can get. And so we have to battle through that, get ready to, you know, get the kids back up. But I think the schedule is set up pretty good for us. We get to have our region championship will be held at Southern Utah University. So we get to run on college track back-to-back. So we'll go to SUU for region. We'll go to BYU for state.
Lastly, before I let you go, Coach, ahead of this this weekend's first home competition, what are some of the things that you put a heavy emphasis on leading the squad?
Team. That's I preach that with my kids all the time. You know, people look at track as it's an individual sport and stuff, but it's a team, and it comes down to, you know, throughout the week, you know, even the kids that maybe aren't your stars on the team, if they work hard, it makes your stars work harder. If you have kids that come out and struggle and battle through it, and the kids kind of become, you know, they become a family, and that's what you got to rely on is these kids, whether you're the greatest kid on the team or not even the greatest athlete on the team, but you're the greatest teammate, that's what you got to be. You know, we won championships based on kids being teammates, not just great athletes. And so that's really kind of what we're really focused on right now is trying to get our team to mesh as a team and pull for each other at the meets. And so we'll see how we're doing on Saturday.
Coach, I definitely appreciate the time. Great to hear from you. Great to get the stage set for what should be a very entertaining season. Look forward to chatting again with you next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, don't forget, coming up this weekend on Saturday, it's going to be the opening track and field meet for the Carbon Dinos in the Farm Bureau Invitational. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. Yesterday was Selection Sunday. Get set to fill out the brackets. Of course, that's a tradition here in this country, right? Some March Madness talk coming up when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.